What happens if we confuse urges with identity? From the Chuck Colson Center for Christian Worldview, I'm John Stone Street with The Point. A recent Washington Post article chronicled the story of 5-year-old Catherine, a young girl who insists she's a boy. Her doctors have diagnosed her with a gender identity disorder, so now Catherine goes by Tyler, plays with boys' toys, and wears boys' clothes. In a few years, Catherine's parents will have to decide whether or not to give her puberty-blocking hormones that will render her sterile. As a parent, hearing about this struggle breaks my heart, but I'm equally disturbed by the logic being applied to the situation. Essentially, Catherine's entire future is being shaped by an assumption that identity can be reduced to inclinations, and that inclinations equal identity and demand behavior. As my colleague Gina D'Alfonso pointed out on her Breakpoint blog, this is the only disorder where we embrace the problem instead of working to fix it. There's a scary amount of social experimentation being done on these children based on such a thin understanding of who we are. For ThePointRadio.org, I'm John Stone Street.